You're listening to The Sports Moment. Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Yes, the spring weather has finally arrived, and I think it is probably here to stay, at least for the most part, as we are in early April. And tomorrow, the Fergus Falls Otter boys and girls track and field teams are going to host the Harrington Classic, named for former coach Terry Harrington, and it looks like they're going to have the best day of the week to do it. Now, the Otters have had a couple of indoor meets. Yesterday, we talked with Derek Meyer about his boys' team and their early season progress. And today, I had a chance to visit with girls' head coach Nikki Weldy about her Otter girls' track and field team and previewing the home meet tomorrow. So here's that interview. We're talking Otter girls track and field. Nikki Weldy, the head coach, is joining us. And Nikki, you've had a great spring to get things rolling, much better than last year. Little interruption with the little snow that we had, but how great is it to have the indoor venues to get a little competition in?
Oh, we're so fortunate to have those. We really anticipated, I should have knocked on wood harder, but, you know, that we were not going to need many indoor opportunities. And thank goodness we signed up for this, Thundering Herd, meet that we went to on Monday, because when that late snow came, kind of surprised us a little bit, and we were able to, get out and compete and guarantee a meet for this week.
Well, and what a great showing for your girls. You had a lot of good performances on Monday.
Yeah. And, second place with those teams, that was really exciting. What this team is doing, we're just kind of all over the place, right? We're getting representation in all different events, and it's really fun to see.
Yeah, your sprint relay team, your distance relay teams, you had some good turnout there as far as times and performances. Are the relays going to be one of the strengths of this team?
Oh, I think so. We have... just the distance, our two distance, and when you're indoors, there's only one sprint relay, the 4x2, they all had improvements from the week before. So, with very little time to practice outside last week, they're just showing that they're picking things up and they're kind of coming together already. So it's really fun to see. But those girls, I think the teamwork that they have is going to be a benefit, in those relays, and that's going to be where we're going to score some points.
Well, and a lot of your distance runners had some pretty good success, both fall and winter season in cross-country running and cross-country skiing, so that has to help too.
It absolutely does, and I got to give credit to our distance kids. They are scoring huge amounts of points for us all over the place, and, indoor meets kind of cater more to the distance, because all their events are in an indoor meet, and they are just all over the place. You have Este Versteeg and Violet McCann and Cassie Wellman. Those three are just, battling for, the top three in every meet and with each other. It's kind of fun to have.
Well, and you also have some really good points being scored in the jumps and the throws and the pole vault. You've got great distribution of talent in those events too.
Absolutely. Maya Fear, she's been in top three for the triple jump and pole vault, and she has gained, in pole vault, she started off the season with a huge gain from where she left off. And then this meet, another 6 inches. And she looked great at the, she looked great at the 9.6, which is kind of the next level that we wanted to get. And those vaults were great. And we were indoors all last week, so all they could do was pole work, working on carrying the pole and some drills indoors. So for her to have those gains, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch her. I think she's somebody who is looking at that school record and really should be.
And as an old high jumper yourself, and with a tradition of great high jumpers in Fergus Falls, you've got a nice group of high jumpers right now.
Yeah, we do. We placed three high jumpers at this last meet and in, you know, the top eight scoring points. And that was really, really exciting. And I, you know, on any given day, we could get four in there easily. And they're just, yeah, they're, I can't say enough about my jumpers. They're very dedicated to what they do. And, you know, I work one-on-one with them in that area specifically, so I get to see that from them. But they're just, they're great leaders. And Ruby Ellison is just jumping out of her brain so far. I mean, she's jumping her last two seasons best at these meets, and so that's really fun to see. Ella Starzl is right there. She's going to kind of pull some things together just coming off of a hockey season. Her jump at 410, you know, this last meet looked beautiful. She timing is right. So she's pulling everything together. And Layla Zozel, you know, she jumped 4.6 2 weeks in a row and it's just like really pulled it together. So these younger, you know, last year freshmen, a couple of them just really looking great.
I got to talk about Violet McCann for a minute too. The 400 meter dash, that's a tough sprinting race, and she was second for you.
Yeah, she was with a 63 indoors. That's really just a great time. And you know that the 400 is kind of a beast indoors. You know, the track is 200 meters, so the corners, it's a lot of the race is corners, and that really, you know, you watch them sprint on those, and it's trying to pull them, you know, on the corner, you're trying to keep from being pulled to the outside, and so you're kind of fighting forces as you're going around. And so to have that kind of cornering on two laps and, you know, pull out a 63, I'm really pleased with where she's at.
Well, Nikki, Thursday you've got your home meet. You didn't get an outdoor meet at home last year, I don't think, but you're having one this year. Tell us about Thursday, and are you all set to go, or are you looking for some more help?
Yeah, we're looking for some help. You know, we didn't know for sure that we would get this one in, and there was just absolutely no guarantee with the weather, but it's looking like the best day of the week is going to be on Thursday. And this will be really nice. I don't think we've hosted the Harrington Classic in any recent history. I feel like it's been probably about 5 years just due to weather. And the fact that we were able to pull it off on this Thursday is really lucky. We do need help, and we have a meet next Tuesday. I tell you, this is the busiest track season we've ever had when we added, you know, we went Monday, we're going to go Thursday, Saturday, and next Tuesday. And our meet at home next Tuesday is also bigger schools, and there's going to be a lot of athletes, and we need a lot of hands on deck. We're going to try to double down and use all four of our long jump runways for long and triple, and so we need a lot of workers. We still need help for tomorrow, and if there's any alumni or people who are just interested in helping out, you know, you don't have to know anything about the event. There will be, you know, one of our coaches will be there to guide and help, and it's a fun experience. People who do it really enjoy it, and they come back.
And it all starts at 3 o'clock with a competition on Thursday, right?
Yep. So we'll have teams showing up at 2 o'clock here in town. And, if you're able to help, you know, if you could be there even by 2:30, but, you know, I don't mind if people want to text me, you know, at my phone number, you know, it's 218-736-4825. Or they can get through to me through the school, through the athletic director's department. But anybody who is available, please reach out. We'd love it.
Nikki, have a great year. Off to a great start, and it's fun to have a couple of home meets, so enjoy it. And don't get too worn out here between now and next Tuesday. Sounds like a pretty grueling schedule for the coaches, too.
Yeah. You know, we coach so hard, we get so tired at the end of the day. That's kind of our ongoing joke. I've coached so hard. But no, it's grueling. It's a lot of late nights and bus time. But we, you know, the kids, we're really balancing how they're competing. They're not going to be doing all their events all week, you know, especially the distance kids. So we'll mix it up a little bit, and it'll be good.
Nikki Weldy, head coach of the Otter Girls track and field team. And we'll have results from Thursday's meet for you on the podcast on Friday. Pemberton Law Firm carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. And you can visit the Pemberton Law Firm at four of their convenient locations around the area: Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, or always available online too at pemlaw.com. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about lake area docks and lifts.
Lake area docks and lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake area docks and lifts.
Well, the Milwaukee Brewers improved to 4-0 to start the baseball season as they beat the Minnesota Twins yesterday by a score of 3-2 in the first game of their brief two-game series in Milwaukee. Rookie Jackson Chourio, the youngest player on a major league roster right now, singled in a run in his first American Family Field plate appearance. Christian Yelich added a home run, and the Brewers picked up the victory over the Twins. Twins had a bases-loaded, nobody-out situation and only got one run out of it. So they had their opportunities, just did not get the big clutch hits. Louis Varland gave up 3 runs, 6 hits, and 2 walks in his 4 innings on the mound. Outfielder Max Kepler started in right field in his first game since fouling a ball off his right knee in Minnesota's opener. Brewers will send right-handed pitcher Joe Ross to the mound in the series finale this afternoon. He's making his first major league appearance since August of 2021. And Twins right-hander Chris Paddock makes his first start since May of 2022 in that series finale. The Twins have their home opener tomorrow afternoon against Cleveland at 3:10. Cleveland is off to a 4-2 start. Detroit leads the American League Central. They have won all 4 of their games to start the season, and the Twins are sitting at 2-2, 2 games behind the Tigers in the early season standings. Well, Naz Reid strengthened his case for Sixth Man of the Year award as he had 25 points and 6 rebounds. Anthony Edwards scored 19 points, and the Timberwolves kept up their push for the number one seed in the Western Conference with a 113-106 victory over the Houston Rockets last night at Target Center. The Wolves have clinched a playoff berth, and they are tied for second with Oklahoma City at 52-23, a half game behind Denver with 7 games remaining in the regular season. Timberwolves will host Toronto tonight at Target Center. The Minnesota Wild got the game-winning goal with just under 7 minutes to play. Vinny Lettieri scored, and they beat the Ottawa Senators 3-2 last night to earn a crucial 2 points and keep what is a very faint playoff hope alive. The Wild are now 6 points out of the final Western Conference playoff spot with only 8 games to play in the season. They will host Colorado tomorrow night in their next contest. And free agent quarterback Carson Wentz has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. Wentz will become Patrick Mahomes' new veteran backup at the position, apparently replacing Blaine Gabbert, who held that role last season. Gabbert is an unrestricted free agent. Wentz signed with the LA Rams as their backup quarterback in Week 10 after spending the first half of the season without a team. He spent the 2022 season with the Washington Commanders, but was released in February of 2023 with 2 years remaining on his contract. Wentz, who is 31, started the Rams' regular season finale against the San Francisco 49ers because LA was resting quarterback Matthew Stafford. He was 17 of 24 for 163 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. He also led both teams in rushing yards with 56 yards and a touchdown on 17 carries. And that'll do it for our podcast today. Be sure to come back tomorrow. Hope you have a great day.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.